Welcome to All Things Beer. I'm Mark Richards. As part of All Things Beer, I'd like to introduce you to what I call a beer worth drinking. Sometimes you just have a beer, but when you truly come across a beer worth drinking, you have to pause and take a note of it. So grab a beer and join me to discover a beer worth drinking. Beautiful pour, Pat.
It's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, so here we are on another episode of A Beer Worth Drinking, and I'm interested to try this, Pat.
Yeah, this is Use Bone Vat 92 Mono Blend.
Okay, read the back of the label. I found it interesting.
Okay, so this comes from Brewery Bone in Belgium, one of the Lambic breweries, and here's what it says about this beer. This Eau de Goose is full-bodied, complex, and has notes of spices and smokiness as a result of the oak fooder. The oak cask clearly contributing to the lambic aroma. Brewed on November 16, 2014. Bottled on December 16, 2016. Best before December 16th, 2036.
Wow. If we're still alive, yeah. I'm glad we're drinking this today. We might not make it that long.
I mean, it's already 10 years old.
Right. That's crazy.
You don't say that about a beer very often.
No. Well, I do hope we make it to 2036, that said.
As people will know, the Lambic breweries are really famous for blending beer from, you know, different barrels, different vats, different fooders to get just the right blend. But occasionally you get a beer like this one where they said, this particular fooder is so good that we're just going to use it unblended.
Yeah, 92. It's a sweet spot.
I did a little research on it, and they did several of these of different vats.
Okay.
And they're all apparently different from one another.
Oh, that's neat. I mean, I can only imagine what's in those fooders after all the years. All kinds of wild stuff. I've only been to one Lambic brewery, and that would be Cantillon.
It's a good one. For sure.
That is a good one. Of course, know all the process, the old world process that they had there. That's a neat brewery to visit if you're ever in Brussels. Now, where is Boone located?
As it turns out, it's located in Limbeek, which is the town that gives its name to the whole style.
Yeah, cool.
It's spelled B-O-O-N, which sounds like Boone, but I think the pronunciation is more like bone.
Bone. Bad to the bone.
Need a little George Thorogood in there.
That's right.
Frank Bone, he bought this brewery in 1978. And at that time, it was a brewery, cafe, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, Geesteskerk. I'm sure that's totally butchered from the right pronunciation, but it was a place that blended different beers. And so that was in 1978. And then in 1988, he got a mash tun and a kettle. And then he started, you know, actually brewing the beer. And we've talked a little bit about, you know, having somebody else brew your wort.
Yeah.
And that's the situation he was in for the first 10 years. But nowadays, Bone is one of the biggest Lambic brewers, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, Frank Bone is a big supporter of all the other Lambic brewers there in Belgium. Well, what do you think of this beer in particular?
I think it's delightful, actually. It's just a perfect little amount of tartness to it. It's fairly clear, gold, the head's staying on it, but I think that's because of the level of carbonation. It's fruity, got a little funk.
Mm-hmm. Fruity and funky, I would say. My first thought was a little bit of something like dried apricots.
Yeah, it's bright in its fruit character, mm-hmm. actually.
It is.
Yeah, I think apricot is a good fruit to compare it to.
And there's still actually, you know, I wouldn't call this a malty beer, but it hasn't entirely leaned out.
No. It's got a bit of sweetness.
Yeah. And for a 10-year-old beer, that's a little surprising. This is kind of unusual, too. This is 8% ABV.
I don't feel it.
No. I think the Cantillon would normally be, you know, 5 or 5, mm-hmm. 5 to 6%.
Yeah, so it's a little higher. Mm-hmm. It definitely is not hot.
in any way, alcohol-wise. It's a little citrusy, too, I think. Yeah, that bright citrus on top. It's very pleasant.
And the acidity and the funk are definitely complementary to that.
Oh, yeah.
They don't overpower the beer. This is not going to take the enamel off your teeth or anything like that.
It's an easy drinker.
Yeah, that's a sweet beer. Now, there was a time, a long time ago, when you know some of the lambic beers were a little easier to come by. But if you go to the store today, I mean, you're not going to go down to any store in Columbus and very easily buy a Cantillon, are you?
No.
But you could get a Bone.
I'm surprised you found this.
I got it Savor, and sometimes they get in some pretty good things, you know. Another great beer from this brewery that I haven't seen in quite a long time, they have a beer called Marriage Parfait.
Okay.
Which I think means something like perfect marriage.
Uh-huh.
That's another fantastic beer.
Yeah. The Creek.
The Creek.
That's probably the most common to find at the store.
I was reading a little bit, and apparently Bone will get cherries from somewhere like the Poland-Ukraine border, and they import in enough cherries and raspberries from there, and then they give them also, well, I assume that the other lambic breweries pay for them, but they're the ones who have them imported into Belgium.
Interesting.
I always kind of thought that they just would use the cherries locally grown, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty industrial in central Belgium these days.
Yeah. So. This is great.
If you haven't had a lambic or you haven't had a lambic in a while, they're just such beautiful beers that you should go out there and treat yourself to one.
I consider this a treat today.
Well, as it turns out, our birthdays are 3 days apart.
That's right.
And this is right in the middle when we're recording this one. So
happy birthday to you, Pat.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Definitely a beer worth drinking.